Hi, everyone. Welcome back to the Thrive in EDU podcast. This is Rochelle Denae Poth. This is season 5, episode 33. And I took 2 weeks of a break with so many different conferences and events happening. And so I decided it was a great time to dive back in after those conferences to talk about some of the things that I had seen and other things that I had been noticing and reading about, just for a quick episode for today. In the next episode that I have, I will actually have a guest, so I have that to look forward to, as do you. But for today, first off, if you are just now listening to the podcast, please subscribe. Also, check out my blog site, www.rdene915.com. I do have a newsletter that I send out twice a month, and it's a short read. I highlight some upcoming learning events, mostly free, some blogs, some podcasts, other resources, sometimes maybe one or two different tools or websites and things that I think will be beneficial. So if you go to the blog site, that can get you signed up for my newsletter as well. Or you can do bit.ly and the slash and all lowercase Poth News, and that will take you to the newsletter sign up. So for today's episode, I thought I would talk a little bit about the conferences since the last time that I had an episode. So I have attended FETC in Orlando, TCEA in Austin, and most recently, this week actually, IdeaCon for the first time in Springfield. And it was awesome. I had never been. I'd always wanted to attend that conference. It was very similar to my state conference, Pete & C, held in Hershey. Reminded me a little bit of TCEA as well. Just the people, the volunteers, the staff, everything, everybody is so welcoming, so well organized. And I was honored to be one of the thought leaders for this year's conference and had the opportunity to present several sessions, three of which were focused on artificial intelligence, which if you've been listening, you know that's one of my favorite topics that I've been talking about for 6 years and learning about for almost 7 years at this point. So it was a lot of fun to connect with some new educators that I had not met before, so make some new friends is what I was trying to say, to see friends I have not seen in a while, and also to see some people who I've known for years but have never met in person. And if you've been to conferences, you know what that experience is like. So for this event, AI, huge topic, also a big focus on, you know, mindfulness and wellness and really focusing on the needs of the students, creating welcoming spaces, building learning communities, and, you know, creating like a positive, welcoming, supportive culture for learning were some of the sessions that were really highly attended, and people were talking about them a lot. Many of my friends were presenting as well. I had the opportunity to be a guest on a podcast, which it's The Optimalist. So you will have to check out Sarah and the Optimalist podcast coming out shortly. There were, I think, seven of us talking about resilience. And that was a lot of fun, just sitting in the expo hall, recording it live and having, you know, an unscripted conversation with educators from all over the country and different experiences. So definitely enjoyed that. And I hope the people that listen to that will also enjoy it as well. One other thing, if this is the first time you're listening to my podcast, you should know that sometimes it's just me and there are no edits. It's just off the cuff, unscripted, and just a real talk. So the IdeaCon, if you have not been and you've heard about it, I recommend putting it on your calendar for next year in February, because it really was a fantastic experience. And I wasn't there the full conference. I needed to get back to my classroom. Luckily, I had a day off on Monday and a PD day that I used at the conference, of course. So I was able to go, and learning opportunities everywhere, you know, different sessions. Some of the different companies like Apple and Google had lots of different sessions happening for people, different experiences. The expo, there was always something happening there, different companies giving away coffee and snacks and food in the expo, very interesting vegetables. So it was just really a fun, calming pace, I guess, for a change, because if you've been to some of the really big conferences or you've had a very busy schedule, you know that it can be exhausting, and it was, but it was an awesome kind of an exhausting regard for that matter. A couple of other things that I wanted to share with you are some other tools, because this is kind of what did you learn and take away, and not so much are these things that I just recently learned, but I did a few sessions, and then also in talking with some educators in some of my sessions, and then after some of the sessions that I attended and popped into, you know, some of the larger organizations, especially when it comes to AI, if you're looking for, you know, a one-stop shop that gives you things that you can use in classrooms in K through 12 for all roles, whether you're an administrator, classroom teacher, and many of the other roles that you can have in education, some of the organizations like ISTE, ISTE, Code.org, Khan Academy, and ETS have put together the Teacher's Toolkit. It's Teach AI, and they have a Teacher's Toolkit with many other resources. AI, the number 4K12.org, of course, has a lot to offer as well, from Dave Tretzky out of Carnegie Mellon. AI4all.org, which if you're looking for some lessons already to use on different topics such as AI and ethics, for example, lots of resources, videos embedded into the Google Slides, activities and worksheets and things you can use to supplement that. Of course, you can add in your own materials. And then also looking at some references such as MIT and what they're putting out as far as information about AI and the impact on work now and in the future. Also, UNESCO has almost a 50-page document, has a lot of information such as guidelines, definitions, objectives, how you can use AI in different classrooms, information on policies, for example. And then on the other side, because those are the overarching organizations, some fun things that I did, even using in Google, Duet AI, for example, and having it generate an image, or Padlet and doing the I can't draw feature and having students, teachers, whoever you're working with, put in a prompt and create a Padlet and then see what it generates, because we want to make sure that students have a chance to learn and understand what this technology is capable of, how to use it safely, ethically, responsibly, how it's going to be used in a way that enhances and does not harm their learning. I always think about the possibilities and the responsibilities and not necessarily in that order, because sometimes it's like, oh, all the possibilities, all the things I can do with this. And then afterthought is, okay, now what are the responsibilities? But with so many things coming out and it advancing so rapidly, you do want to focus on, you know, safety, security, like what is our responsibility as educators, as people, as just in general, in bringing tools into our classrooms. So focus on that, and going back to those organizations and resources that I mentioned will help you do that. And I'm going to end this little pop-up podcast with just a funny story, because when I do these sessions, I always start, depending on which session it is, because I have a variety. I've done 1 hour, 3 hour, 6 hour, and I'll be doing a 7.5 hour AI workshop coming up this summer. Which is virtual, and so people can actually sign up for it as well, but it'll be all about AI. And I always say, what's the first thing that you think of? And for the first 5 years, I would get Skynet and Terminator, Alexa, Siri, Netflix. Last year, a lot of ChatGPT or any other forms of the generative AI. And then I did a session 2 days ago, and somebody yelled out, danger, danger. And I just thought it was funny because there is a lot of concern about it. I had a recent conversation with someone about a product that's out there in development, and it did have me a little bit kind of, not afraid, curious. Also, just trying to think of, gee, I wonder what the concerns are with this. It is a little scary, but not really in a bad way. Just thinking about what technology is capable of. But at the end of the day, we are the ones, humans are the ones that are programming it right now and making the decisions about what to put into it, the ideas, the creativity that's coming into all of this. So my takeaways from the conference and from everything from the beginning of this year, also as I work on finishing up some writing about AI, both in my dissertation, which is focused on AI and emerging technology and the need for professional development. The Teach AI resources say roughly, I think, 87% of educators, I could be off on that right now because I have a lot of numbers that are crunching in my head, have not been trained or had PD on AI. And in my session, I had about 83% on average between the sessions that people said they had not had PD training in their schools for AI. It's definitely a need. So wrapping this up, Stay tuned for the next episode when I will have a guest, may or may not tie into the topic I'm talking about today. Please sign up for my blog site and follow the podcast. And if you want to be a guest, let me know. You can reach out to me on all the socials at a Gmail to my RDENE915, and you can connect with me there, also on LinkedIn, and also in the Thrive and EDU community on Facebook. So thanks for listening to this very short episode, and I will catch you the next time. Have a great day.